What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. Now, in this story, I am not mentioning names, nor the company, nor the driver. You can go find the story and find those names out if you want to. I don't mention names because these are people who are real and their lives are real and they don't need drama in their lives. So, let's get down to business. So, truck driver's driving down to Florida to make a delivery to a small town in near Tampa, Florida. When he gets down to Tampa, Florida to deliver his load, of course, he's noticing all the traffic going north. This is during the hurricane. And he gets down there and the store is boarded up and closed. The night manager tells him, hey, you got to come back Tuesday. That's where we expect to open. See ya. So he tells management he's going to Atlanta. And then he decides that that's not going to work because traffic is so bad, he'll end up going through the hurricane on the side of the road, which could be a disaster. So he decides he's not even leaving. So he goes to sleep, apparently. After he goes to sleep, he gets woken up by police officers. Police officer says, hey, we need your plywood because we need it to board up people's homes. Why don't you donate that wood to helping us board up these homes? He says, okay. And he unstraps the load or opens up the trailer. I'm not sure whether it's flatbed or most likely flatbed with having wood, or usually it's flatbed, but not necessarily. But bottom line, he lets them take the wood. They go board up quite a few people's homes. And when it's all said and done, to me, he did the right thing, because when people are in need, you're in a natural disaster. Who gives a damn about a bunch of multi-billion-dollar companies? Sorry, just don't care. I think it's extremely important that you make sure that you always, well, in a natural disaster, it's extremely important you do the right thing, and that was the right thing to do. If people are in need, I mean, people don't realize this. Our country operates on about a 3-day or week, pretty much, supply chain. And what I mean by that is, when you talk about these hurricanes, once trucks can't get in, food is disappearing fast. All right, it's just disappearing fast because I didn't realize until I worked in a grocery store as a young teenager that, or if you go to Walmart, you'll see it, that we would sell out of stuff, like just tons of stuff. And then you look at the shelves when we were getting ready to close at night, and you'd be like, dang, there's just nothing here. And then night shift would come in and restock. And we would be getting trucks all night long, and then we'd be restocking the shelves all night long, and then open in the morning. And it's like it takes we literally have to get a truck in every night just to have something to sell, because we sell out of so much stuff. And the truth is, if we didn't get a truck for 2 days, right, or 3 days, like if we had a real bad winter storm or something like that, boy, we start running out of milk, we start running out of eggs, we start running out, I mean, it's the shelves would be bare, dude, when we have, like, emergencies like that. Like, people don't realize that we operate, but most stores operate, they got enough supplies for usually about 2 weeks, and when I say supplies, I'm really talking about the whole store. Right, I'm not talking about individual items, because of course individual items sell at different rates. But the bottom line is that without trucks coming in, there's no food, right? There's nothing, you know. And so people have to, you know, if you're a truck driver, you got to deal with the reality that when a natural disaster happens, you're there. I don't care whether it's food, clothes, or whatever. It becomes the public. It becomes public property immediately. Now, when his company heard that he had given, when he told his supervisor he gave the food away, or the, not the food, but the plywood away, they, of course, terminated him, right? Because it wasn't his to give away, because they're looking at it from a corporate standpoint. They're not looking at it from having their family out there, you know, struggling to have enough wood because Home Depot hasn't had a delivery because nobody's coming to deliver to a hurricane, right? So, and not even thinking about other people. They're just thinking like corporations always think, you know, it's all about me. And, you know, because, of course, it's insured and now you gave it away. So, of course, now it's tax deductible. So, you know, there's a million ways for you to play this one load. But as always, trucking companies love to pretend one load is the end of the corporation. Right. They swear they act like it. It's one load. We're all shut down now because, you know, we've had two hurricanes, right? Woo, we gave away two loads and two hurricanes, boy. Or maybe 50 loads. Oh, boy, the company, we get thousands of loads every week, but now we're going to shut down. It's like that. There's always that panic. I remember one time I had a guy tell me on the phone, we had one storm, one winter storm, and we couldn't deliver. And he's like, oh, man, you got to do it. You're going to shut down the factory. We're going to lose all this money, blah, 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 blah. this one storm is going to cause us to lose all the money in the company. All the money in the company. You got thousands of trucks out here, but all the money in the company. You got tons of accounts. We're still making deliveries in other places. Right. But if I don't ride in this winter storm, this blizzard, we are going to shut down the planet. We're all going to lose billions. Oh, shut up. I don't understand that mindset of corporations. It's a dumb mindset. Like, you understand, the place I was going was the short run, right? It was this little short run to winter. Everyone else was going south to Laredo, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, where it was warm. So that meant the company was going to deliver hundreds of loads that day. Right, this one load wasn't going to kill us. Right, and what are they going to say? When I eventually got there, they weren't even operating. Not because no trucks had showed up. Every idiot had driven in the stupid storm like I did. Right, but guess what? Right, the workers didn't show up. They had the security guard. And he was only there because he was scared to leave. Like, right, so it's just, again, I never did that again. I never did that again. I never ran for some stupid load like that. Don't ever kill yourself for these stupid, like, I can't believe this guy went to this hurricane to deliver this load. You know, you crazy, man. I'd have been like, I'm not going down there. When you're going towards a hurricane, and you know the hurricane, I mean, literally the hurricane was coming. Like, it was there. This ain't no, it's a week out. It's 2 weeks, no, it was there. Right, it was, they were like, don't even try to get to Atlanta because there's no way you're going to make it. You're going to go through the hurricane on the side of the road. To hell with that. Don't you ever do that. Tell them on the phone, I'm not going to a hurricane. Well, if you don't do that, you're fired. All right, see ya, I'm bouncing. Bye. Bye. Have a nice life. I'm going to a company that didn't try to kill me for one load. But anyway, I think the guy did the right thing. I think you should give away the load if the people need it. In a natural disaster, all the silliness of society breaks down. It's not about the corporations. It's about the people. Now, you let me know, what do you think? You think you should give away a load in a natural disaster? Or do you think that wasn't his load to give away in a natural disaster? All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com.